Today there is a van for people from Khonkan coming here. Those people from Khonkan are getting better, so keep practicing. In the past, Songpa went to Isan to learn from masters. In the past, when Longpa want to go to see master, he have to travel by himself. He have to take the train by himself. Nobody offered the free van to go to meet master. And he have to use vacation days to meet master. He went to see master to learn Dhamma from master. And master, they pass away one by one. And the last master that he learned was Longpo Sawat in Buriram. The new generation of master Longpo did not know them. When he was lay person and he went to see master, what master taught him, he tried to practice according to the teaching. And he keep practicing, continue practicing without stop practicing. When he was 7 years old, he went to learn Dhamma practice from Longpo Lee at Wat Asokaram. Not many master come to teach in Bangkok, so Longpo Lee is the closest. He stay in the temple in Wat Asokaram near Bangkok. Longpo Lee taught him to practice the breathing meditation, so he have been practicing breathing meditation with Longpo Lee 2 or 3 years since 7 years old. So he can only do samatha with the breathing meditation. And he tried to continue practicing the breathing meditation every time that he have free time. When he take the bus to work, he do breathing meditation, and he keep practicing this way for 22 years. And what he gain is the knower. He have the knower and he have the mind that can send outside to know things outside, for example, to see the ghost, to see the angel. At that time, he think if he keep practicing samatha, he keep practicing that way, one day he will gain the wisdom. He don't know that only samatha cannot give him the wisdom. He cannot gain the wisdom by just practicing samatha, because he don't know how to practice inside meditation or vipassana. So he just keep practicing breathing meditation by breathing in, put and breathe out toe, and count as one, put toe two, put toe three, and continue this way until the breathing is disappear, become the light. And at one point when the mind is very peaceful, there was only light. So with the light, he can send the mind out and see so many things. And one day he realized that if he send the mind out to see angel, he can send the mind out to see ghost too, and he don't want to see the ghost. So he know that if the mind walk this way, the mind doing this thing, the mind will go out and see so many other things. So he try to practice by not sending the mind out. Try to keep the mind inside. So he gain knower this way. At one point he keep practicing, and until when he do the meditation, the body is disappear. He only have the mind. so he can separate the aggregate since he was young, but he don't know what to do with it. He have the novel and he know how to separate aggregate, but there was no master to guide him. So he practicing concentration meditation or samatha for only 22 years with the wrong view that practicing this way he will gain the wisdom. He have been practicing for a long time but do not gain anything, so he try to read the Pratipitok or the three basket. There are so many things in the book, but he don't know how to begin. So when he listened to many master, and so many master taught to consider or concentrate at the body and think of the body as the hair, the body. And when he tried to practice that way, everything disappear. So he keep considering the body, but finally everything is become light and nothing. So he feel like there's nothing to do. Just a few seconds, the body is disappear, become light, and there's nothing that's useless for him. He don't know how to continue to practice to gain wisdom until he found a book, a teaching by Long Pu Dun in the book. In the book, it said he found the teaching of Long Pu Dun in the book that saying that the mind that's sending out is suffering. But if for the enlightened one, they do not send out the mind out, and they have fully mindfulness. This teaching is about the Four Noble Truths and is very profound Dharma. He never heard about the teaching in the Dharma practice about the mind before, so he get very interested in the teaching, and he see that this is the teaching by Long Pu Dun. So in the past, so many masters just keep talking about concentrate on the body, considering about the body. There was so many good practitioners went to learn Dhamma from Long Pu Dun because of this book. So finally, when he found out that where Long Pu Dun was, he went to see Long Pu Dun. And when he went to see Long Pu Dun, Long Pu Dun taught him how to observe the mind. Long Pu Dun did not teach every student to observe the mind. In some students, he taught to practice samatha first before seeing the mind. The first time that Long Pa went to see Long Pu Dun, Long Pa told Long Pu Dun that he want to practice Dhamma. After that, Long Pu Dun closed his eye for almost an hour. So Long Pa thought that Long Pu Dun might fall to sleep already because Long Pu Dun was 95 years old. He might be sleepy because he just finished his breakfast. But actually, Long Pu Dun, he tried to see what Long Pa have been practicing in his past. So the first sentence that Long Pu Dun told him that is that you have been reading a lot of books. It's now time to read your mind. Practicing Dharma is not difficult. He asked Long Pa whether Long Pa understand what he teach. He just, Long Pu Dun told Long Pa to observe the mind. Long Pa said yes, he understand. So he took the train back to meet Long Pa Phut at Korat. After the train depart the station, he gets scared that, oh, how he can observe the mind. He don't know how to observe the mind. He don't know how to observe the mind, but he already told Rumpu that he know. So he thought he understand how to observe the mind. But after the train depart, he don't know what to do, so he practice by doing samatha. So if you don't know what to do, you can start by practicing samatha. Doing samatha by breathing, and then after breathing in and out, he know, he observed that the mind should be in within the body, it not out in the field. So he tried to learn the mind, observe the mind within the body. So this is another principle of practicing samatha. If you don't know how to practice, if you don't know what to do, you do samatha. He tried to follow by try to observe where the mind is within the body. So the mind is not in the hair, the mind is not in the skin. He tried to find the mind from the head to toe, and he cannot find the mind in the body. So he know that the mind is within the body, but the body is not the mind. So this is how he separate the aggregate. The mind and the body is two separate things. So the rule of the practicing is that you observe things within your body. So if you can, if you separate the body, you can see that there is nothing in your body, is you or yourself, and you have the mind as a knower. So he separate the mind from the body, and then he try to observe the happiness is the mind. So he practice samatha, and he gained the happiness while practicing samatha. And see, he have the joyfulness and happiness, and he see that the happiness is not the mind. The happiness arise and fall, and he cannot find the mind in the happiness. So he try to get unhappiness or the pain by sitting still, do not move, and he can see that the pain or the unhappiness is not the mind either, because the pain arise and fall. The pain is just temporary, and there is no mind in the pain. So the mind and the feeling are not the same thing. So the next thing that he tried to observe is the thought. So he thinks that the thinking or thought might be the mind. So he practiced by recite the word Putto Susuto Karuna Mahanavo, and he see that the thinking or the thought arise from the middle of the chest, the wording arise from the chest, and he see that the mind is thinking, but the knower and the thinking mind is not the same thing. He see that the mind is the knower. So he thinks the mind is knower. The mind is not the body, the mind is not the feeling, the mind is not wholesome or unwholesome, the mind is not the thinking. So he thinks that the know is the mind. So another day, when he went to bed, the mind is with the object again, with the feeling. So he tried to separate the mind and try to control the mind to try to make the knower. And he tried to do so many ways to make the knower. So the knower is very strong, and he tried to control and protect the knower. He keep protecting the knower and try to control the knower all day long. So he practiced this way for 3 months. That The knower becomes separate from the object. When the mind attached to the object, he know it, and then he protect the mind not to attach to the object. After 3 months practicing this way, he went to see Long Pu Dun again, and he told Long Pu that he know how to observe the mind. Now he practicing this way. Long Pu said, "No, you do it wrong. What you do is you interfere the mind. You make the knower, and your mind not natural." Long Pu said, "You do the wrong things." Long Pu said, "Just observe the mind and go back and see the mind. Just do it again." And Long Pu did not tell him how to see the mind. So he went back and he realized that the first time that Long Pu teach him, Long Pu teach him that you have been reading a lot of books. Now you should read your mind. So to read the mind, to read the book is you just read the book. To read the mind is just know what the mind is. You do not compose the mind, but you read what the mind is. So he just keeps seeing what happened to the mind. Sometimes the mind is happy, sometimes the mind is unhappy. Sometimes the mind is greedy, sometimes the mind is not greedy. Sometimes the mind go out to things, sometimes the mind become knower. So he keep practicing by observing the mind without interfering. When he practice by observing the mind, he ignore practicing samatha. But because he have been practicing samatha for 22 years, his mind is restrained and have a lot of power. So he can practicing just inside meditation for 2 years without practice any samatha. But at one point, his mind get weaker and there is no strength. So he went to see Long Ta Mahabua, another master. Long Ta said, "Oh, your mind is not at the root, at the base. Your mind is out. So is you not seeing the mind anymore." So he come back and try to practice samatha to gain the power so that he can know the mind correctly. So the first 3 months that he learned from Long Pu Dun, he did practice wrong. He do thing wrong. He interfered the mind. And when the second time he went to see Long Pu, he practiced correctly for 4 months. And at one day, there was a storm, and he went out to a temple from his workplace. The wind is very strong, and his umbrella is broken. So it was Friday. He went to see his friend who ordained as a monk in the temple. He get all wet, and then he tried to sit and make his body small. Try not to make the press wet. He sit and then he see that he keeps seeing the mind, and he see that he get worried that he get sick very easy. But now he get wet all over the body. He worried that he will get sick. You should keep practicing until the mindfulness arrive by itself. So every time that any feeling arises in your mind, just be mindful. You should keep practicing every day until the mindfulness become automatic. How many of you can drive? Remember the first time that you try to drive, you have to think where to put the gas or where to push the brake. So you have to think, right? You have to think all the way when you drive, but once you drive with the skill, you can drive very easily. At the beginning, when you try to drive, you hold the wheel very strong, right? But after you know how to drive, it's very easy. Same with the practicing Dharma. Keep practicing and then breathing in, be aware of it. Breathing out, be aware of it. When the body moves, just be aware. If you want to observe the mind, when the mind is happy, just know it. When the mind is unhappy, just know it still. The mind is good, know it. The mind is bad, know it. The mind getting great, just know it. The mind is busy thinking, just know it. The mind is peaceful, just know it. And know that the mind is changing all the time. You just keep seeing the body and mind until the mindfulness arrives by itself and become automatic to observe the body and mind all day long. Practicing until you being skillful in practicing. So practice until it automatic. If you not practice until the mind become mindful by itself, is not good yet. So at that point, when he get wet and he sit and he see that the worriness arise, he see that the worriness arise by itself without any intention to see. When you try to see things in your mind or you have intention to see, is not good. But you have to practice until the mind see things by itself. So at that point, with the strong, that very strong, the lighting is very loud, and he see that his mind become getting worriness, and the mind see it by itself. He see that the mind is moving twice, and there was a big wisdom arise at that point, and he understand that there is no self. So when he went to see Longpu Dun, he told Longpu Dun that he see the worriness arise and then the mind become peaceful and gain some wisdom. Longpu Dun told him what happened at that point. Master, know you more than you know yourself. When the master told you something, you just try to consider what he said, because normally the master know you more than you know yourself. So after he went to see Longpu Dun, Longpu Dun said, good, now you know how to practice. You don't need to see him anymore. But he said he not reached the end of the path yet, so he still going to see Longpu, and he know the path to walk already. So in summary, when you practice by try to observe your mind within your body. When the mind become the knower, the easy way to get the knower is you just observe when the mind went out to think. When the mind went out to think, you see that the mind went out to think, the knower will arise. You just know it that way. So just keep practicing by observe the body as it is, observe the mind as it is. We do not practice by try to control things. We do not try to control body. We do not practice by controlling the mind. We do not control the mind to be peaceful. We do not control the mind to be still. He know that practicing the mind to be peaceful and just to be still is not the way. So we observe the mind and see the mind changing every time that the mind contact with the world. When you hear somebody saying something, your mind have some reaction with the sound. Or when you see some person, like you see somebody who you not like very much, even though he said hello to you, you do not like it. So every time that you contact with the world via your eye, ears, nose, tongue, or your body, or your thinking, you just keep seeing the changing in your mind. So let your body, let yourself contact with the world, and then you observe what happened in your mind. Just observe the mind. Just keep practicing until it's become automatic. So if you keep have intention to see, it's not the right practice. So now it's time to go to have breakfast. To have breakfast is not stop practicing. You keep practicing even though you having breakfast too.